Hey friends, recently we announced the public preview of Azure Purview. It's a unified data governance service that helps you manage and govern your on-premises, multi-cloud, and SaaS data. There's even more updates happening all the time, so I brought Gaurav here to show me what's new today on Azure Friday. Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Gaurav Malhotra. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very good. Thank you, Scott, for having me.
Yeah, we're going to talk all about Azure Purview. And you know, this is a great name because everything under your purview, when you have a whole lot of things you have to manage, you have them under your purview. So what a great product name.
Yep. And we have been at work, Scott, since we have launched the public preview of Azure Purview last year in December, which was done by our CEO, Satya. And we've had great reception so far. And we've been continuously working with our customers and listening to their feedback. As you're aware, with Azure Purview, we have launched a unified data governance service that allows customers to maximize the business value of data. And what we are saying is that with Purview, we are laying the foundations of that effective data governance by allowing customers to scan the data that's on-prem, multi-cloud, SaaS sources to build that holistic data map. And then they can classify the data as the scanners are running as well. So what we are doing now is essentially announcing a bunch of new updates to Azure Purview. And I'm going to talk about those today and show you all of those in action as well. So they span across us announcing a bunch of new connectors. We are now able to scan Azure Synapse Analytics workspaces as well. And not only you can do point-wise connections to sources, but now you can scan your entire Azure subscription. It's all live. Customers can just come and say, scan the subscription, and we'll do the heavy lifting of determining what are the storage accounts, what are the Cosmos DBs, all of that, and bringing that under the umbrella of Azure Purview. In addition to that, we made a bunch of enhancements to our business glossary to include hierarchical business glossary. We enhanced the support from a security standpoint by announcing private endpoints. And one of the most important updates that we have done is around integration with Synapse, where now we can do a Purview-powered search in Synapse Studio. So I'm going to walk you through all of this. So let's just go dive right into the demo. So here again, I'm on Azure portal where you've provisioned a Purview account. And once you provision, you land onto a blade like this and you can launch your Purview Studio. And once I click open Purview Studio, I land onto this home page. And this is our web app where you can essentially do discovery. You can register sources, set up scans, set up your business glossaries. So here I'm on the home page. And the first thing that I want to show you is now how easy it is to populate this map across sources that exist in multi-cloud as well. So I'm going to jump into this sources section here and again show you this visual data map that we have, which you can essentially build and you can customize it. And here I chose to organize it by data center. And so I have a collection for different data centers that exist in my organization. I can have a collection inside a collection, so totally fully flexible for you. So as you can see now, if I click register, so last time when I came on the show, since then we have added a bunch of sources like SAP, we have the Oracle source, we have Teradata now, and then as I mentioned, we are starting our multi-cloud journey with Amazon S3. So once you click Amazon S3 over here, then you can essentially just register your bucket name, put it under a collection, and that's it. That's how you just go and register your Amazon S3 source. Now, just in the interest of time, I've already registered one over here. So if I'm going to go into this Amazon S3 one, you can see that I've set up a scan and which has already run and discovered some assets and classified as well. So here I can click new scan. I can set up the credentials, and the way you set up these credentials is by using what we call as role ARN. So you have a Microsoft account ID and an external ID, which you essentially go and put it into your Amazon S3 portal. So we have full documentation, which actually mentions that how you will essentially go to your Amazon portal, AWS portal, into your Amazon S3 account, put this account ID and external ID and kind of go through the setup process and generate that role name. And once you do that, you will come back here and put it in this role ARN, and that's the registration process, and then you're ready to scan your buckets. As I mentioned, I've already done that scan. So you can see for this particular scan, I have already scanned and discovered some assets, classified those as well. So classification is also supported, which means that as our scanners are running, they're able to use the 100 plus classifiers that we have out of the box, and even custom classifications that you can specify to be able to go and classify your data. Right. So that's Amazon S3 for you. And an additional thing that I mentioned is what we are doing is we are allowing customers to be able to register hierarchies as well. So just like you can do and connect directly to your Amazon S3 account, you can just come in and register your Amazon account ID, and then we will discover all the Amazon S3 buckets underneath it and bring it under the umbrella of Azure Purview. So that's supported for Amazon S3 as well. So the next I want to show you is that additional sources that we have added, which are SAP ECC, SAP S/4HANA. So let me actually jump into one of those over here. So again, for this one, as you can see that I've already set up a scan and scanned more than a million assets already. And setting up a scan is super easy over here. So in this particular case, I have an integration runtime that I've set up. So this is the piece of software that you need to install, which has direct line of sight to your SAP instance and to the Azure Purview instance. And via this integration runtime, we are able to connect to it. So you can essentially set up your credentials, and here we are fully integrated with Azure Key Vault. So we are not storing credentials in our service. We are getting them on the fly for this one. So I'm going to use my SAP ECC credential that I've already set up in Key Vault. And then I have to provide my client ID and path. So I've already set those up over here. So I'm going to use the client ID as 800 and then copy my library path over here. And then I can specify the maximum memory available in 100 gigabyte and then use the default cache location. I can do test connections just to do sanity checks and make sure that everything is looking good with respect to that SAP instance. And once this returns, now I'm ready to go and come back and say how often I want this particular scan to run. And then boom, at that point, it's truly serverless. We'll spin up the infrastructure. We will scale it up and down to give you the best in class performance. You as a customer is just coming and setting up the connection over here, okay? As the scans are running, you can monitor progress over here and look at all that information as well. So I showed you for Amazon S3, SAP ECC. As I mentioned, we are already live with Oracle as well. So you can essentially come and again connect to your Oracle on-prem Oracle database instance as well. Again, through the self-hosted integration runtime that we have, and then start to scan that. Similarly, SAP HANA is also available today. And Hive Metastore is in preview. So if you are interested in trying Apache Hive Metastore, please reach out to us and we'll be happy to make you part of the preview program and enable that connector for you. So this is something that we have enabled on the connectivity space. And very quickly, just like I showed you for Amazon S3, where you can register a hierarchy. As I mentioned, we are doing it for well-known hierarchies, including Azure, including AWS, and then we're going to extend that as we bring GCP into the picture as well. So here, like I mentioned, you can just come in and say, this is my management group, this is my subscription, and this is a particular resource group, and just register that. And then we will do all the heavy lifting of scanning and saying, what are the Cosmos DBs? What are the storage accounts underneath that, and bring it under the umbrella of Azure Purview. So I just registered an Azure subscription already over here. So just to show you how that work, if I were to set up a new scan, you can see that in this case, when I registered this subscription, it automatically discovered that I have a blob storage, a Gen 2, a database, Azure Synapse Analytics underneath that. And I can pick and choose to say which blob accounts I want to bring under the scope. Even the credentials, I can say at the root level, just use the Purview MSI for everything. Or I could say for blob storage, instead of MSI, use a account key method. So you could override at each level as well, right? And then you will just come and specify the scan rule set, which is basically telling us that for this particular storage account, scan all these files, like if there were any classifications that you wanted to happen. There was nothing in that particular case, but you can essentially choose any of those that you want as well, or you could specify your own scan rule sets as well, right? So you could create custom scan rule sets, just like you've been doing while setting up regular scans as well. So you can see that for every type, we have a default one, or you could do a custom one, and then you would just come and again specify the cadence at which you want to run, and done. So we are making super easy for customers to come and populate the map, if you will. So this is some of the enhancements that we have done on the connectivity front. As I mentioned, Amazon S3, ability to scan AWS subscriptions, more connectors. We can scan your Synapse Analytics workspaces now as well. So here you can see that I've registered a Synapse Analytics workspace. And again, I can start to scan that entire workspace. And whether you have dedicated pools or serverless pools, you can just come here and set it up and just specify which of those pools that you want to scan and specify the credentials. And then that's pretty much it. So those are the ones on the connectivity front. And then we have made a bunch of enhancements to our business glossary experience as well. So switching gears, going into the glossary experience here and showcasing you that over here now, you can essentially go look at the list view. You can go look at the table view. So if I were to search a particular term over here, so you can see now you can create a parent-child relationship over here, right? And what this means essentially is, imagine you have API, right? So in the IT world, API means application programming interface. In the healthcare world, pharma world, it means active pharmaceutical ingredient, right? So if you wanted to create such a business term underneath those two different hierarchies, now you're able to create that. And not only you're able to create, but you can essentially then, once you assign it to your assets, you'll be able to search those as well. So if I were to go look at this particular business term, like this one is the parent term, so you don't see it. But if I were to go and look at the child term, you can look at the parent. So your entire hierarchy is presented to you. As you search and consume information into the map as well, you'll be able to see all of that information along with your hierarchy for your business terms as well, right? So you can essentially, again, go search by your business term. You can essentially go look at this. You can see all your business terms. So all that hierarchical business glossary is now supported with Azure Purview. Now, switching gears again, the next thing that we have added is from a security standpoint, customers can come and now specify use private endpoints. So they can go after they have provisioned a Purview account in the networking tab, and now they can essentially set up private endpoint connections and then kind of make access to Purview secure. So in this case, I've made it public network access to allow, but if I were to switch it to deny, then you'll see that if you'll try to access the Purview portal, it will give you access, give you a message like this, that you're not authorized to access this Purview account. Now, if I were to access this from a VM, which is inside the virtual network, which is allowed to access this Purview account, then I'll be able to access it, right? So we're kind of enhancing the security where customers can now lock it down and then only make sure that via that private endpoint, the access is happening. You can see that we have a private endpoint here for the entire resource, which is your Purview account, and for the user experience portal that I just showed you as well. And then also for all the managed resources that we provision, once we provision a Purview account, which is a storage account, a queue, and an event hub, which we use internally for all the stuff with respect to scanning, classification that you do, they are also behind a private endpoint for secure access. So that's supported as well. Finally, that what I wanted to show you is what I'm most excited about, which is the Synapse integration. So now if you go inside your Synapse workspace, you can do a Purview powered search. So earlier, you just had this experience where you can do a local workspace search. But in this particular case, this Synapse Analytics workspace is hooked up to a Purview account. And just like you would come and search in the Purview studio and search for terms, you can now search, like in this case, this workspace is hooked up to the same Purview account that I was showcasing you earlier. So as I type, it is giving me suggestions, and then essentially I can go look at those results and then decide what to use in a particular workspace. Now, this is very powerful because you can imagine that in an organization, customers could have hundreds of workspaces, and if they are all hooked up to a single Purview account, they can do a cross workspace search, right? And kind of discover assets that are existing in different workspaces which they had no visibility into earlier. Also, they can discover assets that are in their entire data state, whether on-prem, cloud, multi-cloud. So as you can see, it's bringing up SAP results as well, which if I wanted to use in the workspace, then I can create connection to it and all of and start to use it as well, right? So all of that is available for customers to use now and kind of discover assets which earlier they didn't even know existed in their organization. So also what we have done is kind of enabled this productivity gestures from a productivity improvement standpoint, where once you see this and we know that this is not in your workspace, you can now connect to it, right? So you can we can say, I want to use that. So I'm going to start creating a link service to it and start to use that in my workspace. Or I want to use this as part of my data flow. And you can say, I want to say, use this as part of data flow. Just create the, tell us what the connection string is, and then boom, it's available for you to start using inside your data flow in your Synapse Analytics workspace. So these are some of the improvements that I wanted to talk about and show you guys with respect to what we have enabled in Purview. And we are very excited and we are continuing to make great progress and continue to listen to customer feedback and make iterative improvements.
Big, big stuff and a lot of things happening in Azure Purview right now. Thanks. This is moving fast. Just even from the first time I heard about Azure Purview, the amount of things that you've added is really quite extraordinary.
Yes. And we are continuously listening to what customers are asking for and adjusting our roadmap and making sure that we are iteratively able to add all of those new features into the product. And also what we are doing is we are on an aggressive journey to increase our connectivity footprint, right? And also integration with other services. So for example, we are already working to enhance our Power BI integration to support sub-artifact lineage. So today you can scan your entire Power BI tenant, but what gets returned back is reports, dashboards. But if you want to go look at the measures, the columns inside those data sets, we are working to add those as well. So again, we are working very closely with our customers and continuously working to add new stuff to the product almost every week.
Very cool. And folks can go and take a look at the Azure Purview main page and from there, find all kinds of information and dig into how you can have unified data governance on your data. Thanks so much, Gaurav, for chatting with me today.
Yep. And we have the as you mentioned, this product page. We have our documentation, so everything that we announce is available on our documentation for customers to try out. We have our feedback forum as well, where you can give us ideas, and we are very closely watching how many votes are being assigned for each of the areas, and then kind of aligning those features to our roadmap. You should also subscribe to our blog, because almost every week we are announcing new features, as I mentioned, so we blog about it. You can learn more about it as well by following this blog. And you can always do discussion with the product team by doing by coming to this discussion forum that we have on Tech Community. And we, again, we are closely watching this as well.
Fantastic. I am learning all about unified data governance today on Azure Friday.
Hey, thanks for watching this episode of Azure Friday. Now I need you to like it, comment on it, tell your friends, retweet it. Watch more Azure Friday.